There is one little word that messes up entire theological systems. It's a word that places responsibility upon the children of God, and it's a little two-letter word, if. Listen to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and what is right. Yes, every good path. You see what a powerful word that little word if is? It lays a responsibility upon us to listen to God, to cry out after knowledge, and lift up our voice to God and ask for understanding. And the Bible says that if we don't understand something, we are to ask God, and that He gives understanding and wisdom to us lavishly and does not find fault with us for asking. In fact, He has exhorted us to ask Him for knowledge, to humble ourselves before Him. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray for this day that's starting out like so many other days, that today you would fill me with wisdom. Fill me with a knowledge of your grace in my life. Fill me with a knowledge of your gospel for the whole world, and give me wise words and wise things to do today that will build your kingdom. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.